The University of Dubuque is rooted in the Presbyterian tradition. That is its main connection to Sheldon Jackson College, but it has also had a close brush with failure. Jeffrey Bullock has been president of Dubuque for the last 12 years as the institution has returned to financial health. His recent trip to Sitka, along with several other administration officials and trustees, was billed as an information-gathering tour. But just a couple of hours before getting on the plane to leave, Bullock signaled that Dubuque might be willing to help Sheldon Jackson, which went broke and shut down 2 years ago.
Independent higher education is an enormously challenging and competitive business, if we want to use that term. The margins are very thin, and it's just economically a very competitive environment. We were fortunate to have faced the abyss and come out of it in a very healthy way. And we just find a lot of similarity between SJ's mission and our mission, and where there are opportunities to work together, and we think there are quite a few, we'd want to be a part of that.
Bullock says Dubuque will work with Sheldon Jackson College President David Dobler and trustees on a plan of transformation, a draft of which will be completed by the end of September. Bullock says it will be modeled on the plan Dubuque used to save itself from closure in the late 1990s. A critical aspect of the plan will be reconnecting the boarded-up campus in downtown Sitka with the community and settling on a purpose.
The community involvement has to be tangible, has to be engaged, and the mission of the school has to be focused and specific. We simply cannot, in independent education, be all things to all people, and we have to decide what our niche is and really commit to being the best at that particular area of service, and that's what we would do.
The plan of transformation is not limited to an institution's vision. Bullock says it will also dwell on the day-to-day details of running a college.
You have to take a look at kind of the exciting things like program development and serving the needs of this community in terms of positions and vocations, and serving the larger needs of the community in terms of kind of intellectual and cultural enrichment and activity. And then you also have to take a look at more mundane and probably just as important or more important things like financial structures and financial systems and budgets.
Colleges also must have revenues beyond tuition. Bullock says tuition covers 50% of the budget at Dubuque. A key part of the plan of transformation will be identifying alternative sources of revenue for Sheldon Jackson. To that end, Bullock says he has invited Sitka's mayor and economic development officials to visit Dubuque. He hopes to demonstrate how a college and community can invigorate each other. He calls it a town-and-gown relationship.
We recognize that it's in all of our vested interests to work together and to collaborate together and to support each other. And so what you'd find in Dubuque is we're very, very supportive in our community. We play a significant role in economic development. We contribute, $100 million a year or more to the local economy. And yet the community as well, all the businesses have been significant financial supporters, scholarship supporters, significant internship supporters, and we have found over the years that's really a very healthy and good model, and we would hope that a similar model could work here in Sitka.
The catch, if there is one, is debt. Sheldon Jackson is mired in debt estimated at over $13 million. The campus has been subdivided, and except for the core academic area, is being slowly sold off to pay down the debt. Bullock does not mince words on the issue.
We could not enter into this endeavor with debt. Our goal would be, in the initial phase, to be revenue neutral. And then at that point, once we got traction, I think we could probably add a significant amount of intellectual, cultural, and economic value to the community. But you can't do it with a millstone around your neck.
Bullock says the SJ campus has a great deal of character. Over the course of their visit, he says officials from Dubuque have gained a stronger sense of the school's heritage, diversity, and its commitment to underserved populations. Reporting in Sitka, with help from Chris Todd, I'm Robert Woolsey.